in the beginning. That's how John starts his gospel. That's how John starts out telling us about Jesus. In the beginning. These words sound familiar? I bet they do. Because they're the very words that the Bible starts with way back in Genesis. Very first words in this book that talk about God making the world the first time. And when John starts telling us about Jesus, he uses the very same words. This is no coincidence. John's got a message there for us. John says God is starting something new. God is starting creation over again as Jesus comes to us. But this time, God is not doing it from the outside in. This time, God is making this world new from the inside out. Jesus is not coming to destroy the world. There's no awful story like that flood. God is not out to punish us. Instead, God comes to us in Jesus to rescue us from our sinfulness and stubbornness, our thick-headedness, in all the ways we seem to lie awake at night sometimes, thinking up new ways to mess up our lives. God comes to us in Christ to save us from sin and death and ultimately from ourselves. And he tells us that Jesus is the light that no darkness can overcome. So it's interesting, in John's gospel, the conditions, the situation around Jesus' birth simply don't matter. Instead, John wants to get right to the heart of what it means that Jesus has come. That in Christ, God is starting a new era, a new time, a new beginning. And he tells us that Jesus is life, and this life is the light of all people. A light so strong, so bright, that no darkness can overcome it. Now, if you're normal, you know the dance that we all get in between light and dark, huh? It's a dance between life and death, between laughter and tears. The time we tend to feel darkness the most is when we're touched by suffering, right? Sadness, feeling lost or alone, maybe guilty or hanging on to something we did that was so wrong that when we remember it today, it still makes our stomach sink. Feels dark when we feel unforgiven or unsure, when we're convinced we're not good enough, when we feel far from hope. And there are times that that feeling of darkness grows, eh? That it's more than a shadow, that it feels more like a stain that we can't get out. A stain that follows us everywhere. That is darkness. The light shines in the darkness. It's a light that no darkness can overcome. Light and dark. It's a powerful dynamic. Now, darkness, interestingly, is not something. Darkness is actually nothing. Right? Darkness is the absolute absence of light. It is a hole. It is a light vacuum. There is no light in it. Light requires two things. A source, and it requires something to reflect it. When we look up at the night sky, most of what we see is dark, blackness, right? But if you look at the moon, we see it reflecting light. It's not the moon's light. It's the sun's light shining back to us off the moon. You've seen footage of the space shuttle or the space station. You see astronauts out in the spacewalk. It looks like the whole thing is lit up, right? But there's no lights on out there. The only difference is that shuttle is there to reflect the light that is already traveling through the darkness. There's plenty of darkness in the world. Darkness that touches us inside. Darkness that affects people around us and even those who we will never see. And by itself, that might lead us to feel pretty hopeless. But there is also plenty of light. There's all kinds of light. The difference is the light will not be seen. unless we are there to reflect it back. The light will not be seen unless we are there to reflect it back. Jesus is the light that no darkness can overcome, but Jesus does not work alone. John tells us God is creating the world over again. God is creating the world new, not from the outside in, no more big bangs. No, this time, God is working quietly. One person, one life at a time. God comes to us to heal us of our own darkness first, so that we can begin to be freed of hate, feeling superior, the ways of being oblivious to the needs of others. Jesus shines the light of love and contentment and the desire to forgive into us. But it doesn't end there, does it? No, it doesn't end there. That would be like what I showed the kids, shining a light into a closed cup. No, instead, Jesus calls us to shine this light into the world, to reflect the right light of Christ into the world around us. Because it is not our light alone. It is the light of Christ shining into us and through us. If we do not reflect God's light, it will look dark. Reflecting God's light into the world today is not simply a matter of championing a narrow set of beliefs or spouting a certain commandment to keep. Oh, no. Shining God's light into this world is a matter of intentionally loving others. And we get to shine God's light into the world in big ways, but most often in ways that are pretty small. Well, you know that around here, in our attempt to shine God's light into this world, we make it our business to help feed hungry people. And we make it pretty easy, don't we? Right now we're building a pallet of macaroni and cheese again, and I want to tell you the folks across are excited about it. But when we feed hungry people, how does that feel? Pretty good? And when we do, does it feel like the darkness is winning or like it's losing? Does it feel like the lights are on? Turns out that at Bread of Healing across, they have a food pantry, serves 250 people a week, and because funds are so tight this year, they have to close it for 12 weeks this year. That means for 12 weeks this year, 250 families are not going to get 3 to 4 days worth of food. Are the lights on or off? I had this conversation with somebody here earlier this week. He said, we need to turn the lights on. It costs $750 a week to keep the pantry open over there. So he said, I will put up $4,000 if the rest of us match it. Every dollar we give will be matched to keep Cross's food pantry open. Are the lights on? We have access to the switch. We can turn them on or we can leave the lights off. This month, our confirmation students are making lunches for men who stay at Guest House, a homeless shelter in Milwaukee, so that when they leave in the morning, these fellows get lunch that day. That makes a big deal on a day like today, doesn't it? Even if we don't cook with our partners, even if you don't bring Meals to Serenity in, if you cut the grass here, if you support this congregation, if you pray for this work, if you teach, if you usher, you are also part of this because we are the body of Christ and we are woven together into one fabric. Now, feeding people, that's pretty easy to see. But we also reflect God's light in Christ when we make it our business to forgive others, especially those that we are sure intended to hurt us. We shine the light of Christ when we care for those who our society says are throwaways. People in addiction, homeless, three-time felons. God's light shines when we care for those who we intensely disagree with. We shine God's light when we advocate for those who cannot fight back. When their suffering increases and those in charge call it freedom, or will misquote the Bible to endorse taking food away from the hungry. We shine God's light when we bring meals for those who can't cook for a bit, when we welcome those who are lost, when we open our doors to those who have nowhere to go. Now the world loves the darkness. We know that. The world wants us to think that's all there is. There's just darkness. Some of you may know one of my very favorite scenes from Dickens' Christmas Carol shows Scrooge in the dark in his cold Victorian house, stumbling up the stairs to his bedchamber, and on his way up the stairs, he's clutching an unlit candle. And it's so dark, he's tripping. And we hear him muttering to himself, "I love the dark. Darkness is cheap." The world loves darkness. It loves the absence of light, the absence of Christ. It loves the darkness so its ways can be hidden, so its greed and indifference and intolerance and hatred is not seen. The light has come into the world, but the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. But those who did receive the light, he gave them power to become children of God. A new time has begun. God is still making the world over, shining the light of life and love into us to reflect into the world. Darkness really is nothing to fear. Darkness is only the absence of light, the absence of Christ. And the light has come into the world, the light that no darkness has overcome. We have access to the switch. Are we going to leave the lights on?